Listening, Unit 8, page 54b.
You will hear five people speaking about ecotourism. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H why each person is speaking. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
To be honest, I was a bit sceptical at first. Brad was dead keen, though, and insisted we give it a go. I'd never been camping before, so the thought of spending 2 whole weeks in a forest in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of strangers was a bit daunting, to say the least. What if I can't stand it? I would ask him practically every day before we left. Think positively, was the reply I always got. He was right in the end, of course. It was a wonderful experience, and we met so many lovely people that we both got on really well with.
Speaker 2.
As holidaymakers, we rarely stop to think about the huge environmental problems that purpose-built holiday resorts create and how they are contributing to global warming. Tonight, though, we are looking at holiday destinations that don't use vast amounts of water to fill swimming pools or huge amounts of electricity to keep rooms air-conditioned. With ecotourism on the rise in recent years, there are many ways to swap your usual beach holiday for a more environmentally friendly getaway. Take our first destination as an example, which favours natural resources over fossil fuels.
Speaker 3.
Have you seen this postcard? I didn't know Maggie had jetted off to Thailand again, did you? She's gone to some island called Samui, a tropical paradise, it says here. She says it's one of those eco-resorts. That's a bit of a joke, isn't it? I mean, just think of all the carbon dioxide that's released into the air flying her halfway round the world to Thailand. What's so eco about that? I don't see why she can't go somewhere a bit closer to home. There are plenty of ecological destinations right here in our own country.
Speaker 4.
This is the first time you've been on safari, then? Whatever you do, don't wander away from the group. It's so easy to get lost. It happened to a friend of mine a couple of years ago. Usual story. He was bored with all the group activities and wanted some time on his own. Worst mistake he ever made. It took them 3 days to find him. It scared the wits out of him. He was lucky they found him at all. I don't want to frighten you or anything, but don't get too far away from the guide. He's really experienced and can sense danger a mile off.
Speaker 5.
Look, Fiona, just because we let you go away for the weekend with Stephanie and her family doesn't mean you can go on holiday on your own. I know the camp caters specially for teenagers and that they offer lots of activities to make young people more responsible for the natural environment. I must admit, it seems like a very good resort. It's just that you're still too young for that kind of thing. 16's a difficult age, and both Dad and I feel that you're not ready yet to go away without a responsible adult. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to put my foot down this time. Maybe this time next year you can go somewhere with your friends.